Okay. So we'll hold here in Paragil Mishnah Beis. The B'chanin is kind of kind of my me have misfal b'shlem shal malchus shal mali moira isha tre'e chayim below. So he says that without moira malchus isha tre'e chayim below. The B'chanin is kind of kind of misfal b'shlem shal malchus. Yesh lishol b'ze, my me B'chanin is kind of kind of my makari mahalu. V'oid, af kidova hogan the royal is fal b'shlem shal malchus. Why the extreme muscle of Isha Sveil Chaim Lo? I mean, say that society kind of collapsed and so on. So what's the metaphor of Chaim Lo? You find a difference between Adam and others. Shekol Shan Ivroim Nivru Habib Yachat. All other Nivroim came about as a min. The Adam Nivru Yechidi. The Yosem is there. Sha'af and Ekeva Shalai. Shayroi Shatir Nivrev in Asma. Ima Adam. Loyhoyazirak Nivru Adam Yechidi. So Adam, you find everything else is referred to in the Pasuk. Immediately as a minhu, it's a min. Because God created an entire min of things, and even if he created one pair, but still the Torah calls it a min. Adam is created one, even without a mekeva, because Adam is yichidi. And then he's masbir. He brings the Chazal, the different inyanim. You know, one is to tell him abed nefeshach miyisrael, mekayim nefeshach hasas, and so on and so forth. I want to talk a little bit, I guess, on the Yanad Yayma, come off it. So what he's saying here is, Adam is created Yechidi, like Kabiyam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazal say that Am Yochid Ba'yonim was Yochid B'tachtonim, and there's a uniqueness about Adam is created Yechidi. It's strange in a certain sense because, you know, Adam became rapidly many, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and one. But whatever it is, something about Tzuras Adam that's one. I want to touch on an akuda. One of the machlokes of the Yevanim with Klal Yisrael was in Tzuras Adam. It was in on the Gzeir of Mila. That Mila is something that they were guys on, it's one of the big Zeris, and the Maral makes the Ches Yimei Chanukah, it's similar to the Ches Yimei of the Mila, the both Alteve says, so there was a Machlokes in the Tzuras Adam. What Tzuras Adam is? I want to try and understand a little bit this nekud over here about whether Adam was created one or was created many. I mean, if Adam would have stayed one forever, so okay, so I can say that. But it's not; he just created one, and then after which there's many people. You can say yes, every single person is a world. Every single person is different. Every single person is unique. But I'd like them to hear a deep nekuda about this echad part about being yachid and so on. The Rambam, when he speaks in Yarem of Emunah, in his Yisrael Torah, so the way in which he portrays there's a mitzvah to believe Hashem is Echad. After believing Galech Hashem HaKech Levetzius, believing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Echad is the mitzvah that we mekabel of Hashemayim every day. The Rambam, how do we know Hashem? The Rambam describes Hashem Echad as being a corollary of the Muna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a goof, it is not a figure goof. I want to understand a little bit. So Rambam says that because why? some says because if there are two, there would have to be some sort of defining of the two. I'd have to distinguish the two somewhere with an Indian of with a limit of sorts. Let me just read the Russian to you and see the Rambam's Russian is Elakaize Echot with Ainer Schneib, Layers of Schneim, Ella Echot, Shainki Yehude Echot Nahod in Turboil, Lay Echot Kimin and Shahukail Haram Havid, like Echot Kushu Nechlak, Ella Yehud Shay Yehud Kamaisa. Ilohoyo Aloyus Harbe, if there would be many gods, Hoyo Gufen of Kviris, they'd have to be bodies. Mipnei Shain Hanimnin Hashovim Bimitibus and Ifrod Zemize. Things that are equal can only be described distinct and in terms of their bodies. Lamarshal, if I want to say there are two chairs in the room, I'm going to have to describe them as being distinct from each other. I'm going to have to say one chair is tall, one chair is short, one is brown, one is black. Or one is standing 3 feet from the entrance, one is standing 4 feet from the entrance. If I have one chair and I say it's two chairs because there's two different dinim on it, that's cute when you're speaking lambdas, but it's still one chair. Only one person can sit in it even if it has two dinim in it. To make two, I need a way of distinguishing one from the other. If there would be two gods, I'd have to say one god is in charge of rain, one god is in charge of fire. Or one god lives in North America, one god lives in South America. I'm going to have to give some sort of, or else how is it two? So I immediately, even though the Ram said he needs Gufin and Kfir, even though Malachim, you have many Malachim, Malachim are distinguishable. Not in terms of space or place, but in terms of Hasag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of Shlichus, in terms of Mahus. There has to be distinctions that are automatically limited. That's what Rambam describes, the difference between two and one. I wanted to hear another Nikudinus. The way in which we deher the world is in terms of klal uprat. In other words, there is a law of nature that a thing falls in a certain way when it's dropped, or more correctly, the two bodies attract each other in a certain way depending on the masses and distances, etc. Fine. The way in which they attract each other is a klal, and every single event that happens when something falls down is a prat of the klal. In other words, you have a metzias that is higher, you have one law, and you have many examples of that law. Going up a step further, there a lot of the laws of nature can be put together as being subcategories of a different law. And therefore, I say that this is an example of that law. So the tzura, the shtalshalus in this world is whenever you have two things that are the same, then they're not the sheirish of the metzias, but there's a metzias that comes above it. Because if there are two of the same, then they are a tzitzah of that same, so there's a musik of a chair. If there are two circles in the world, then there's a concept called circles, and every circle in the world is a dogma of that particular circle. This was very Platonic, this is Plato's point of the ideals. That's the way that these things work. Something that can't be reduced to anything, something that doesn't have an other, Bal Kar Pesach is a sheirish into itself. It is the type. It's not an example of the type, but it's the mahus of the type itself. That's the difference between things in the world that are many, which to us are, is everything. For instance, let's take the laws of nature. Laws of nature means there are certain phenomena in the world that are inscribed in stone, that they can't be moved. That Metzius itself tells me that there is a class of things that are immutable laws. Nature. What is nature? We're not aware that there are two natures, but we're not aware of the nature of nature, pardon the pun. But Akapanim, but that same way, we look at the laws of nature. So this is an example of a law, because there are many laws of nature. So the distinction between Echad and Ribui lies in terms of Sheirish and Neni. In terms of the world, anything that is Shaykh to Ribui is a Toilada. And its Metzius is not the Metzius Amitis, but there's a deeper Metzius. In other words, this chair is an example of chairs. And Bebele, its Mahus is not itself, but it's the class of objects that people sit on. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it would be possible to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of Ribui Chas V'Shalom, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself is not the final, not the sheirish in the world, because gods come from someplace. And in other words, if there are many gods, then there must be the law of gods that dictates how gods come about, and so on. When we talk about the sheirish of the Metzius, we have to boil it down. The sheirish of something comes down to one. Bal Chayim come as dugmos, as examples of things. Let's go back to another thing. There's a brought down by Kadmonim that Elokim is begematria hateva. So it's interesting that Elokim is the only Shem of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that's Lashon Rabin. Almost Tzvakos maybe, but Elokim is Lashon Rabin is begematria hateva. In other words, teva is the world of things that are a multitude of items. So even if Hakadosh Baruch Hu is defined as a tremendous koyach, but within this world, kohos are many, and a koach is but an example of something. No matter how big that koach is, it's an example of kohos in the Bria. And when one koach collides another koach, even if it's an atom bomb versus a slingshot, there's still a mutual effect. They're both koaches. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's described in terms of Elokim Lashon Rabim, is a koach within the world, and therefore it's many kohos, and that's what hateva is. It's interesting that the gematria is with hateva. When a person says nature, teva, it sounds as if it's a sheirish. That's nature. Hateva, a he is when it's an example of one of. You know, get me a book. A book, the book. I can only use a he when I have Hashem Hu Ha Elokim. In other words, the He is to distinguish one of other items. So the Elokim is Hateva, because Hateva is also, to us it seems a Metzius like Kolelis, but it's not. It's an example. So there are two types of Kolelis and Bria. One is the things that belong to the world of Ribui, and the things that belong to the world of One. When I say something is above Teva, when I say something is Lamala Mina Teva, what I'm saying is it belongs to the world of Shrashim, rather, or to the Klal, or to the Echad, rather than to the world of examples of it. The when it says Adam was created Yechidi, what it means is that in Balei Chayim, you can put all dogs under the category of dogs. And you can put dogs and wolves under the common category, and you can put all vertebrates under the common category. And you can put all different types of dogs under the common dog. That's because that's Ariel, because they have the Pratim, and they're Misharish from a klal. That's the way in which it works. Adam, Mitzaris Panimius, doesn't boil down to an common denominator of anything else. The innermost Sherish of Adam is called Yechida, and it is Yachid. It's unique. It's unique not only in the sense that there's only one of this kind, it means that it's not a toitsa because there's a world of Yechidism. There's Yechida slash Rabim, and this is one of those Yechidim. It's not. Devaneser says that a name can't take a Lashon Rabim. If a guy has five Avrams and he can't have five Avrams, I can have children, but I can't have five Avrahams. Each one, they're never beheard. It's not because there was one great neshama that there was a Teilada of a lot of neshamas that split off that big neshama. It just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu was a Yachid, that Chelek in Hashem's Yachid means it doesn't deher itself as a variation of another Hashem. Even though to us on the surface, we don't live with Yechida, we live with by far lower Madregas and Lefesh, on the level of Nefesh, Balachayim are also Nefesh. There's an extraordinary, the Indian of Mila, Reb Sadia Gaon says it, and the Chinna says they say an extraordinary deher in the midst of Mila. The Kaddish Baruch Hu, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is Echad, and there's nothing but a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Sholem within himself. There is no Siba for Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Rambam says. Nothing adds to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, takes away. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Shalem, and that's it. The mitzvah of meal is an extraordinary mitzvah if you dehear it. As Rabbi Nasadi Gaon says it, the quotes him on it. The Tzuras Ha'odom that's Shalem is the Odom that's Mohul. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created an Odom not Shalem. An Odom that's an Oral is not an Odom HaShalem. When the person is mal himself, the person, so to speak, creates himself. The person makes his own shlemus. In other words, it's like a circle that's completely locked into itself. It's something that, obviously, in the real way, it's impossible. We don't inherit anything that makes itself. We don't. It's not something that we have. It's impossible to us. But. In a certain sense, the mitzvah carries in itself the tam of something that is it's sufficient into itself, and because it made itself, it's not zokuk. If it be zokuk and totally to another Adam, then Bal Korchach would be subsumed under the klal Adam. If people make people, then it's already Adam was created without an akeva. In other words, the Tzuras Adam lies in being totally its own mitzvah, and the mitzvah of Mila that was given was that a person makes himself into the person. It's a yechidus in its teher and its oisfer. That's the way the person is yachid. So in the world of Yavam, that when, I mean, even today, the world of Teva, of science, has reduced Adam, tried to reduce Adam, to being another one of Klal. a little off, let's say the extreme Shitas, there's a taina that a dog you're allowed to kill. Why is Adam superior? Because he's a smart dog. So the Klal is smart dogs you can't kill, stupid dogs you can kill. So what do you do with a person that has less of an IQ than a dog? Are you allowed to kill them? The fallacy lies in taking, it takes on as a double pashut that Adam is of the type of others. So if we are an example of a living being, so now it's a question of defining what are the main properties that give us different dinim. And there's room to talk about it. That Adam is the Bolsheviks who came to the world with a lot of chemla and rachmim, but they were very, very into taking away the yechidus of Tzuras Adam and speaking of Adam as a min. That was the whole banner of it. When Yonan took Adam and subsumed him to the cloud of all things, Adam is an example of a thing. And certainly the Darwinian Mahalach was so certainly Adam is of something else. That is the depth of Hashchasa of Tzuras Adam. The Al Teva of the eight, the number eight, which is both Mila and this, which is seen as Al Teva. Al Teva means it's not a Titsa of something. In other words, Adam is something that Tzuras Adam is something that doesn't fall under a category. And Adam, it expresses itself. That chelik of the person that's yochid, ma'ani yochid bal yag, is yochid ha'chaynim, means each metzias is a sherish of a metzias, and not a tritzo of a metzias, and b'meila, in some nekuda, doesn't share with any other metzias anything. So it's teva, not teva, especially as regards Adam, which is really the battlefield. At the end of the day, whether dogs were created by Kadosh Baruch Hu or they evolved from cats is a knap nafkamina. But the real nafkamina in it is Adam. Tzuras Adam is the real nafkamina. If you inherit with that Adam is a chelik of teva, then you inherit that is part of the world of ribui, the part of the world of product, and the Mela, there's nothing unique to Adam. When you inherit Adam in terms of being of an ikud of yechidus, means he doesn't fall under anything else. He could not have come from anything else because he has nothing in common with anything else. Yes, the hands is common and everything else, the stomach is common, and the atoms are common, the molecules, but the chelik of shalosh called yechidah is common to nothing whatsoever. And that's another bunch of psychology. We can make a lot of kolam about people, but we can't make any pratim. But at some point, everybody becomes different. And the mela, you lose the, it's not the gear, the this nekuda, that nekuda. It's not like the cloud that fits people. It's every single person at some point just is not like every other person because Adam comes from that makom that's yuchid, that's called yuchid. Any questions?
Just on this subject about Yaakov Avinu, it says that when he was Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, so the Medrash draws a parallel between the Levadoi of Yaakov and Veniskov Hashem Levadoi. And it says by the Sulam that the Malachim were looking in the Dmus of Yaakov. By the Sulam, it says that the Malachim were looking in the Dmus of Yaakov Chakuko. Is that all the same thing what we're speaking now? That Yaakov was the...
Yes, like that Yaakov, the Shufa of Yaakov is named Shufa the Adam. And the Shufa of Adam is that Sura of Yechid, is correct. So the Yaakov Avinu Vadafka had the Shufa of Adam Arishan, because that's the Yaifi, that's the Shufa of Adam Arishan.
One other thing. It brings to mind the Sefer Yosha says that the pyramid, that there's a few tzaddikim and plenty amayoret and the Rishoim, but there is always just a few. And he makes this point of that there's There's just a few. Is this is there Nekudat Tzadikim are somehow shorish to everything else, or is that a different meaning?
It could be net ma'at. It also could be just the way we're saying it should always it should be totally in yachid rather than I don't know, but not sure. Okay. Fair enough, Hanukkah.